Welcome to Moment of Truth with Brother Chris. This program is designed to bring you God's undiluted truth that will transform your life and prepare you for the kingdom of God.
All other ground is sinking.
Glory, glory, glory. I welcome you, my dear friends, to Moment of Truth. This is a program where we listen to the truth in the Word of God and also experience the supernatural power of the Spirit of God. I therefore invite you to expect a miracle in your life as I preach and pray for you today. My name is Brother Chris. In today's broadcast, I shall be preaching on the topic, What It Takes to Serve God. What It Takes to Serve God. As you read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, you will learn so much about God from the way He related with various people at various times and in various circumstances. These revelations are meant to guide us in how we relate with God and serve Him. Unfortunately, people nowadays do not take time to study the Bible, and because of lack of knowledge, people make terrible mistakes. So today, we shall look at the Holy Scriptures to know some of what it takes to serve God. The first thing it takes to serve God is faith. Faith in God. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, Hebrews 11:6, that without faith it is impossible to please God. This means that there is no way someone can serve God if that person does not have faith in God. And to have faith in God means to have absolute trust and confidence in God. To have faith in God means to believe with all your heart that God exists and that He will do whatever He said He will do. Many things have been preached and written about faith that sometimes people become confused. But it is important to let you know that faith in God is simple. Faith in God means to depend on God and the promises of God. It means to be totally confident in the power and ability of God to do whatever He has promised to do. And you develop this confidence in God by reading or listening to the Word of God and telling yourself that everything God said is true. The Bible tells us about a man who had faith in God. His name was Abraham. Abraham was 75 years old when God promised him that his wife would give birth to a son. By that time, Abraham knew his wife was too old to have children, but he still had confidence in God. He did not pay attention on how old he was or on the medical report of the doctors about his wife. Rather, he put his confidence on the fact that God, who promised him, has the power to fulfill it. And of course, by the time Abraham was 100 years old, his wife gave birth to a baby boy. So if you want to serve God, then you must have faith in God. Hallelujah. The second thing it takes to serve God is patience. Patience. Patience is the ability to bear discomfort during delay. To have patience means to be able to suppress the bad feelings you have when you are waiting for something. Patience means to wait when you are being delayed without complaining. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36, Hebrews 10:36, we read, "For you have need of patience, so that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise." Here the Bible tells us to have patience so we will be able to receive whatever God has promised. So if you want to succeed as someone who serves God, then you must be patient. Patient with God. The Bible tells us that Abraham and his wife Sarah waited for 25 solid years for God's promise to come to pass. And while Abraham was waiting, he never complained about the delay. He just waited patiently, believing that God, who promised him the son, is able and dependable. Another example of someone with patience is Joseph. God showed him a dream that his brothers were going to serve him, but it took 13 years for that dream to come to pass. These are examples for us to follow. Unfortunately, we are living in a generation without patience. Everyone is in a hurry. Hurry in traffic, hurry to get rich, hurry in everything, sadly, also hurrying to hellfire. But you, as a child of God, you need patience. When you have prayed, and you are expecting the answer from God, you need patience. When God gives you a promise and it seems as if it is being delayed, you need patience. And the important thing about patience is that it does not complain. So while you are waiting for the promise of God or the answer to your prayers, you must not complain and you must not throw away your confidence in God. That is what it takes to serve God. But I must also add that there are times when your prayers are answered instantly. Oh yes, I have prayed for people who called in on this radio program and by the next day, God gave them the answer. So whether it takes 10 minutes, 10 days, or 10 years, you must have patience and wait for God. Praise the Lord. The next thing that it takes to serve God, which we shall consider, is endurance. Endurance. Anyone who is a child of God and wants to serve God to the end needs endurance. Endurance is the strength to bear pain and sorrow while doing the will of God. Endurance is the ability to continue to do the will of God in the presence of hardship and opposition. The Bible tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 3, 2 Timothy 2 verse 3, that we should endure hardness as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. In this life, there will always be ups and downs, but God expects us to endure. And you may ask, Pastor, you mean I should endure what I'm passing through right now? Yes, the Bible says endure. And remember that Jesus himself said, only those that endure to the end will be saved. And there is nobody that truly served God in the past who did not endure one challenge or the other. So because you are a child of God does not mean there will be no challenges. But the good news is that God will always make a way out of every challenge for you. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them from all. You need to be strong and endure that challenge while God is still working a way out for you. Joseph in the Bible was a righteous man, but he had to endure so many things in his life. First, his own brothers betrayed him and sold him as a slave. He endured. Secondly, his master's wife lied against him. He endured. Then he was put in prison for what he did not do. He endured. And he endured all these things for several years. But at the end, he was saved and honored and became a prime minister in the land of Egypt. So if you want to serve God and enjoy his blessings, then you must learn how to endure whatever comes your way. And you can endure because you know that God is working out something for you. Hallelujah. The next thing it takes to serve God is courage. Courage is the opposite of fear. To have courage means to be fearless. Courage is the ability to do what God wants you to do without fear. Courage makes someone to face any difficulty or danger with boldness. Anytime someone wants to serve God, the devil will bring so many difficulties and dangers to stop the person. And because of this, you need courage to serve God. In Psalm 31 verse 24, the Bible says, "Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord." The Bible tells us here to be of good courage. And we need courage because God will always want us to do something that is great. All those that serve God in the Bible had courage. And because of their courage, they were able to do great things for God. For instance, it took courage for young David to go and fight the giant Goliath. It took courage for Daniel to disobey the king's command and be thrown into the lion's den. It took courage for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to refuse to worship the golden image and therefore thrown into fire. So you can see that it takes courage to truly serve God. Courage will make you bold. Courage will make you fearless. Courage will make you face any challenge that life brings before you. And you have courage because you know that the Almighty God is with you. Courage is not pride. No, not at all. The Bible says in Proverbs 28 verse 1, that the righteous is as bold as a lion. Unfortunately, nowadays, many people who say that they are serving God do not have courage. And the reason they are afraid is because they do not know the God they are serving. And so they are afraid of everything. Afraid of native doctors. Afraid of cultists. Afraid of witches and so on. That should not be so. You need to have courage because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Praise the Lord. I've been preaching on what it takes to serve God. And we have seen from the scripture that it takes faith in God. It takes patience. It takes endurance. And it takes courage. The last thing it takes to serve God, which we shall consider, is holiness. Holiness. Holiness is actually the most important thing that someone needs to serve God. As a matter of fact, holiness is the beginning and the end of serving God. God is a holy God, and He will never do anything with someone who is not holy. Holiness means purity. Holiness means a state of sanctity and godliness. Holiness is so important that the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, Hebrews 12, 14, that without holiness, no man can see God. You must be holy if you want to come near God. God hates sin. And because He hates sin, He turns His face away from anyone who is living in sin. So for you to serve God, you must do away with all sin and follow after holiness. God expects us to be holy and has commanded us indeed to be holy. We can see this in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 to 16, where the Bible says, "As obedient children, do not fashion yourself according to the old ways during your ignorance. But as He who have called you is holy, so be ye holy. For it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy." And that is why all those in the Bible who serve God to the end, we are men and women of holiness. People like Noah, Moses, Joseph, Esther, Elijah, Daniel, and the rest of them. And if you remember, when the wife of Potiphar wanted Joseph to commit fornication with her, Joseph refused and ran away. Joseph maintained a life of holiness, and at the end, God promoted him and blessed him mightily. This is what it takes to serve God. But what do we have nowadays? We have people who want to serve God while still living in sin. They go to church, but they are still liars, cultists, criminals, fornicators, and masturbators. They claim they are serving God, but they are filled with all manner of sin and wickedness. Listen to me, my dear friends. Such people are making a terrible mistake because they are not serving God. On the last day, their sin will find them out, except they repent. If you have faith and courage, but you don't have holiness, then you have missed it. Faith will not take you to heaven, but holiness will. For without holiness, no man, no woman will see the Lord. God is speaking to us today because He loves us and wants us to repent and amend our ways. Serving God is not being an usher or a choir member or even a pastor. Serving God is not sowing seed or paying tithe. Serving God means living in holiness. I would like to close by inviting those who need the touch of Jesus. It may be in the area of faith, patience, endurance, or courage, or it may be the area of holiness. Jesus wants to touch you today. Maybe you have not received Jesus in your heart before. Jesus wants to touch you. Jesus died for you and rose up again so that He can save you from hellfire. And you can repent from your sin and come to Him, even right now. And if you want to come to Jesus, then cry to God in prayer. You can say this after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you. I am a sinner. I am sorry for my sins. Have mercy upon me. Please forgive me and save my soul. Touch me today. Save my soul, Lord. Amen. If you said this prayer sincerely with all your heart, then I want to assure you that Jesus has forgiven you. But you must never go back to sin anymore. Now let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, I pray for everyone listening to me right now. Touch them one by one by your power. Touch every area of their life. I pray for patience. I pray for endurance. I pray for courage. I pray for a life of holiness in the name of Jesus. I bind every power of sickness, disease, and affliction. And I break the yoke of the devil over their life. I command freedom for them. I loose them, I set them free. Be healed, be set free. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen and amen. My dear listener, I trust that God has taught you. But if you have questions or you need prayers and counseling, then feel free to call me. The number to dial is 090-994-88333. That is 090-994-88333. This is Brother Chris asking you to tune in same time, same session. God bless you.